One of Sacramento's key PG&E critics is applauding a bankruptcy court ruling against the utility. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan spoke with State Senator Jerry Hilley of San Mateo.
A bankruptcy judge ruled on Wednesday that PG&E is liable for fire damages linked to its gas and electrical lines, regardless of whether the company acted negligently. The decision could mean billions of dollars to thousands who lost homes to wildfires, says the senator.
And I think it's clear and shows that those victims of the fires of the last 2 years do not have to now go to court and prove that PG&E was at fault because of their negligence. And we know they've been at fault, and we know that they've been negligent.
PG&E had argued that it was protected from property losses as long as it didn't act negligently.
I don't know if they can appeal it because it's the bankruptcy judge really interpreting what is California law today.
PG&E and fire victims are preparing for a trial to determine just how much the San Francisco company must pay. That has to happen soon so PG&E can emerge from bankruptcy court next year. Hill says while the ruling is good for ratepayers, we will all have to share in the cost of strengthening future gas and electric deliveries. Tim Ryan, KCBS.